This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan Pollock is here with a tech update. Alan, how are you doing? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I've been doing good. Anyway, we're talking about the world of technology. Our hot topic today is right down the middle of your fairway.
That's right.
You love that topic. So what you got for us in the weekly tech update?
So a bunch of great stuff. I did want to mention this. You know what our podcast is like, David? It's like the excitement of getting a new Amazon package at the door every day.
Okay, good. So, I love that. Yeah.
That's a big, exciting thing. Some people, they place orders just so they can get the package. So thanks for all of our listeners. We do appreciate you. Two tech jokes. So if you're struggling to communicate with your technology staff, you need to connect with them better. You just don't feel like you're on the same page. Here's two ways you can do better. The first one, everybody knows that we have in programming languages, Java and C Sharp. So here's this joke. Why do Java developers wear glasses? Because they don't see sharp. We're always being told to clear our cache. We test everything that the tech guys do, and they're like, what's your fault? You didn't clear your cache, or it's out of dev, it's on production, you got to clear your cache. So why did the developer go broke? Because he used up all his cache, C-A-C-H-E.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you need to reconnect with your developers. Those are two awesome jokes that you can do so with. All right, David, other great stuff going on.
Tell us.
There's
about
obviously this, there's this big giant fight going on, Zoom, Google, GoToMeeting, BlueJeans, Microsoft Teams, right? They're all out there. They're all having constant success and problems. Zoom has exploded. Their earnings are three times, you know, what they were earlier this year. But the great thing is, if you haven't been able to see, Zoom just came out with a 27-inch touchscreen device purely to make the calls easier. Get this. High-resolution video calls. There's eight microphones inside of this thing, and it has a wide-angle camera. So if you've decided that Zoom is your thing, you want to go check this out. Okay. MERS Corp Holdings, David, this is a great topic. They have partnered with the Federal Home Loan Bank, FHL Bank, their system to facilitate the use of the MERS e-registry, and they're wishing to pledge e-notes as collateral. Why is this a big deal? It's a big deal for the acceptance of e-notes, as we know, as member institutions, and it's a huge shift in investor confidence around being able to accept digital mortgages. We talk today about AI, we talk about RPA, we talk about all the great things happening in the industry. Everything we're doing is to what's next, and that what is next is the digital mortgage. It's moving to better loan quality, right? Better sale of assets, better transparency. All of this is part of it. Some pieces may be moving faster than others, but MERS continues to move forward. As we know, MERS is tied into to the ICE and to many others.
Yeah.
So very interesting topic that they've got going on there. David, this one is a selfless plug for OpenClose, but OpenClose just closed a deal, a big announcement made with Seven Mortgage. They're a CUSO. And what was unique about it is the fact that the CUSO is able to effectively complete mortgage loans in a special relationship with all of their members. And not that other platforms can't do that. I bring this up because I want to mention how important it is based on your relationship. If you're a financial institution listening to us and you are part of a CUSO or another type of organization, or your organization is made up of a corporate entity that has multiple facets, it's very important that you can organize the data and structure of your technology. We've talked many times about the implementation of technology so that it fits within those kind of models. So Seven Mortgage has a great model. You can do the same kind of thing. So if you want to look into that, that's something you're interested in. Now, David, SoFi, Mike Cagney, the ex-former SoFi CEO. This was an American banker. Fantastic article about blockchain. They've created actually a blockchain marketplace. Now, it's not brand new. They actually tested this brand new blockchain marketplace out with HELOCs. They did $1 billion of HELOCs, first liens, and unsecured student loans. They have their own marketplace with 30 buy-side firms. But what they're working on is releasing a full blockchain marketplace for the secondary market. And what they're trying to basically do is not make it where people don't adopt it. They're saying that, hey, you don't have to trust the LO. You don't have to crack tapes. We're going to put into our blockchain Experian data. They're going to sign off on the credit reports. We're going to put in title data. CoreLogic is going to sign off on that. We're going to put in underwriting standards, basic LTV FICO data, and then we're going to add loan performance, and we're going to have asset holder information. This is everything we've been talking about. So it may be that they may not be the adopted blockchain, but right now it's not necessarily who has the best. It's going to be first to market. Now, there's many first to markets, but first adopted or most widely adopted. Mm-hmm. And for the folks, if everybody takes this angle, for everyone that needs people like CoreLogic and others to sign off on data, how many blockchains will CoreLogic and Experian and ABC and D all go sign off on? So I think it's a race right now. And it's very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Blockchain is clearly going to be important, especially later today in our conversation. All that stuff leads up to blockchain. We know about Incelerate, great partner of ours. Obviously, Incelerate, they just released a mobile app. I won't give tons of detail, but some people launch mobile apps and they don't do a lot of stuff. Their mobile app does everything. It does, and of course, they say it's groundbreaking, but it does lead management, lead distribution, click to call, inbound call routing, first call automation, you name it. So check it out. There's so much more. Incelerate's a great product, great company. We love Josh Friend. Blend, they just did a $75 million Series F round. Why is this important? We all know Blend. Because they are officially a unicorn. That's why. They raised the money because they want to accelerate product development, which leads me into two things. And then I'm going to cut short so that we can get into today's hot topic. This past week, we've talked about the podcast Breaking Banks with Brett King. It's an unbelievable podcast, okay?
I know.
Well, Breaking Banks,
love
they have a
podcast.
Topic, how to engage better with borrowers and technology. You want to go listen to this podcast, even if you don't listen to any of their other ones. It has nothing to do with banks. It has to do all about financial services, technology, the expectation of borrowers, what coronavirus has done, you name it. Brett King has fantastic insights. He brings on great guests, and the podcast is an easy-to-listen format. One day, David, we got to call Brett and get Brett on our podcast. But check it out, Breaking Banks, how to engage better with borrowers and technology. Especially, you know, financial institutions have been investing in technology, including us. And everyone thought, oh man, this is great. We've invested, we can finally put this stuff out there and we can get more borrowers and we're all going to do great. And then the pandemic hit us and we're realizing that no one's going to branches. Nobody's going through the traditional methods. Everyone's e-connected, digital, you name it, except for the guys that are doing mobile signings out of the white vans that no longer sell lollipops and puppies. Now they just do mobile signings. So in addition to that topic, Housing Wire, one of my favorites, they just launched what they call FinLedger. It's a fintech-focused media brand designed for financial services. And it's all about, they call it the Great Acceleration is Here. That's all the topic. You want to take a look at it. I've already gone through it. It's got fantastic information. It's called FinLedger. You want to check that out. And then just about AI, et cetera, I created a bank account for my daughter at a very big Florida credit union, very big. Went online. The process was not good. Nothing was automated. It did not take information on the portal. I wound up having to call, and then they mailed the approval letter, and I couldn't create the account number was on the approval letter. Yes, and they're huge, and everybody uses them. And then the online chat doesn't work. You get disconnected if the browser happens to, you know, switch browsers for 1 second. It's been a bad experience. Customer experience, automation, AI, RPA, that's what we're going to talk about today. So I'll end it with that. Have a great week, everyone. Thanks for being our listeners, and we appreciate you, and looking forward to talking to you again next week.
I appreciate you appreciating our listeners, and you do such a good job of always bringing it on and talking about them. And so you give us feedback. Alan is always asking for feedback. Give it to us through LinkedIn. I go to our website. We love hearing from you, and many of you are giving us some great feedback. We appreciate it. Alan, thanks so much for just that. Folks, I want to just give a shout-out again for Nastro, who has invited me to give a talk I'm doing tomorrow, September 1st, a webinar on behalf of Finastra on how to start tackling all these desperate, separate processes within your organization. There's things you can do. I walk you through it, so go get registered. And if you're registered, can't make it, at least you'll get a download of it. Thank you so much for being here as our listeners. Special thank you to our sponsors, the CMLA, as well as Indicom. Love them and the content of which they provided. By the way, Linda and Ryan, we need to have you guys back. I'm getting a lot of questions coming in. So would you schedule another time with our team to get you back on here sooner? We've got a lot of questions flowing in. It'd be good to have you on that.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Also, want to say a special thank you to Incelerate, Josh Friend. We talked about him earlier, as well as Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, Modex, and so many more. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Have a great week, and look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.